you know, it's just an incredible facility. It'll be a great experience for our fans in there. I know some of our players have already been through. Most important thing, though, is, and Coach Zimmer has talked about, is making it a home field advantage for us. And I know our fans will be there to support us. Players, I think they'll be in awe a little bit when they first walk in there, but we got a couple preseason games to get used to that. The first preseason game's at noon, and we want to get kind of an idea of where the sun's going to set on the field. And I know as the season goes along, the sun dial will be a little different on how it's setting on that field. But very excited to get in there, and very excited to get our first game under our belt.
Key to having a true home field advantage is having a home team that plays well. Division champions from last year, what do you like about the makeup of the team this year?
Right now we're just down focused on what we need to get accomplished at training camp. And, you know, we got a lot of competition down here. I think it's one of our deepest rosters we have had almost across the board at all the different positions. We have great competition going on.
Rick, what are your training camp and preseason expectations for Laquan Treadwell?
You know, just like any rookie, they have to come in. They're going to have to earn their time on the roster. They're going to have to earn their play time. And I know Laquan worked extremely hard. Just like when Stephon Diggs came in last year and a couple of the other guys that we've had, Kendricks, Danelle Hunter, they started to earn their respect of this team down here in Mankato. And then we'll see how it progresses through the preseason. But no one's going to be given anything. They're going to have to earn their spot on this roster and earn their play time on Sundays.
In his second year as a defensive back, from what you've seen this offseason, in what ways has Trey Waynes improved as a DB?
I think much more comfortable with the techniques being taught, where a lot of these rookies, when they come in, especially at the defensive back position, are learning what Coach Zimmer and Coach Gray expect and Coach Edwards on technique, because a lot of the scheme is based off the type of technique you play. So you can see Trey, just the difference in him in the second year, understanding that and playing without having to think. Very excited about the progress that he's made through the OTAs and that has carried through the training camp thus far.
Next week, a couple of practices in Cincinnati against the Bengals on Wednesday and Thursday. Then the first preseason game comes up that Friday. What led to the joint practices with Cincinnati?
I think one is Coach Zimmer is familiar with the team, and two, to go against such a quality opponent and to go there and practice against a team that has a lot of very good personnel on it. Their defense is very similar to the style of defense that we run, so our offense may be a little familiar with what's going on, but their offense is totally different. But I know a lot of times during training camp, guys get bored of banging on each other, and it gives an opportunity for us to maybe go and work against someone else and, you know, kind of get out of that rut a little bit. And usually the players, when they go and work against someone else for the first time, that effort and everything else really elevates. So it'll be a great opportunity for us to work against another very quality football team.
Why is Sean Hill good for Teddy Bridgewater?
Just his experience. He's been around so long. I've seen a lot of things.
All right, bud. Here we go again, huh? Yep. Hey, let's do whatever we got to do to get a win today. You deserve this. This team deserves this. All you got to do is go take it.
Excited to see you play now. This is going to be a signature win for you.
There's some places that are just more fun than others to win. This is one of them. Piss off every single person in this building today. All right, baby, let's go. Win. Win on three. One, two, three. Win.
He's a great sounding board for Teddy on everything he sees. I think the other thing is you have to, as you sit here and watch him in practice, he still can throw the ball. He can still make all the necessary plays that need to be made. So, God forbid if something did ever happen to Teddy, we feel right now very confident that John can go in there and play. But to have a guy of that stature, of that veteran, of that experience for Teddy to lean on, not only on our coaches, but to have that type of veteran behind him has been a huge asset for Teddy.
We want it. We got to go take it. All right, how do we do that? Playing our brand of ball all day. Trust everybody around you to make the plays. All right, you take the completions all day. Most of all, let's have fun, huh? Leave here and win. Win on three. One, two, three, win.
Rick, through organized team activities, minicamp, and this part of training camp, what has been even more positive with the progression of defensive end Danielle Hunter?
Like most of these rookies, they are going into their second year. He worked extremely hard in the offseason. Andre Patterson does a great job with those guys in developing that defensive line. So he's so far ahead of where he was last year at this time, and we see him just continually progress through this training camp.